We've got some news coming up here this hour from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. My name is John Curdy, and this news update is brought to you by More Motor Sales of Cairo, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, meeting the automotive needs of the Thumb and beyond for more than 60 years. Come see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Cairo. A gun case holding two firearms was discovered by a motorist around midday on September 25th along M53 near Soper Road in Colfax Township, reportedly after falling off of a passing vehicle. Sheriff Kelly Hansen is urging anyone who traveled through the area at that time and is missing guns to reach out to the Huron County Sheriff's Office during regular business hours of 989-269-6500 and ask for Deputy Bismack, or contact Huron Central Dispatch at 989-269-6421 after hours. And the five-member Tuscola County Board of Commissioners is one short after District 1 Commissioner John Goodchild announces immediate resignation during Thursday's county meeting. He cited commitments and wanting to spend more time with family for his resignation after 7 months in county government. Goodchild, who had no previous governmental experience, was selected over some candidates who had previous experience on a village council. The deadline to apply with a letter of interest and resumes for the open seat is October 9, according to Tuscola County Clerk Jody Fetting. If the seat is not filled within 30 days, the county will have to conduct a special election. Commission District 1 covers the townships of Akron, Columbia, Elkland, Elmwood, Fairgrove, Guilford, and Wisner, as well as the villages in those areas. Candidates interested in the open seat must be at least 18 years of age, be a registered voter, and live within that district. The Tuscola County Commissioner receives a yearly salary of $14,326 and has an option of health insurance with a value of about $20,900. If a commissioner does not take the health insurance option, there is a $2,000 incentive. Goodchild was appointed in mid-February to replace Tom Young, who unexpectedly passed away. When we come back after the sponsor message from More Motors, we'll get to more local news.
Hello, radio listeners. This is Mike from More Motors. Vehicle purchase can be frightening for some, but here at More Motors, we make sure that we turn the anxiety meter down to zero. Here at More, unlike city dealers, we will not charge you a prep fee. What we care about here at More is giving you a great buying experience, and helping you pick the right vehicle is a big part of that. Here at More's, we constantly get vehicles in that aren't here long enough to advertise. So please call us and tell us exactly what you're looking for in case it's not in stock. Our staff is ready to take care of you before, during, and most importantly, after the sale.
Todd Bowers here with More Motors of Cairo. We offer the best prices with the best customer service in the Thumb. At More Motors of Cairo, we check all of the available discounts and incentives on your behalf and give you the best price right away. No funny business, just honesty, transparency, and fairness to everyone who visits our showroom. Visit More Motors of Cairo, knowing you're in good hands before, during, and after the sale. Come see why your friends and neighbors have been driving the Carol for over 60 years.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at some our regional news, Bay City drivers should expect increased semi-truck traffic on various routes this fall as Michigan Sugar adjusts its haul routes for the harvest season. With the Lafayette Bridge closed until 2027 for replacement, most beet haulers are routed to the Veterans Memorial Bridge or the Liberty Bridge, which has tolls. Michigan Sugar urges growers to use Liberty Bridge from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Veterans Memorial Bridge overnight to reduce congestion near those crossings. The tolls at Liberty Bridge add extra cost for farmers, and some truckers might use the Independence Bridge despite extended travel time. Despite the detours, a strong sugar beet harvest is anticipated, expected to conclude by mid-November. And Michigan leaders have reached a bipartisan state budget agreement days before October 1st deadline to prevent a partial government shutdown. Governor Gretchen Whitmer, House Speaker Matt Hall, and Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brink said the framework aims to reduce cost, cut waste, increase efficiency, and boost funding for roads. The agreement includes targeted tax relief and reforms in state spending while prioritizing education and public safety. Final budget details still require legislative approval, with lawmakers working to finalize and pass it to avoid service disruptions, as concerns remain regarding timely funding for schools and early learning programs. It is anticipated that by Tuesday, September 30, there will be a vote to ratify the budget. And you can get your full stories of your news, obituaries, weather, and information right here in thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, my name is John Curdy, and this news update was brought to you by More Motor Sales of Cairo, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, meeting the automotive needs of the Thumb and beyond for more than 60 years. Come see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Cairo.